Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
One Time for Grudge, Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country. As Cole Killer Chris Keaton Productions presents the final hit at the Mega National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payout with the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 28-inch tire shootout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. Invitation only, open grudge racing and testing tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another great day of Atomic Dog Show, sponsored by Grudge Inc. Well, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of conversations going about, different things, different subjects. Had some good racing going on this weekend. Had some East Coast guys in town and some good action going on. I want to give some props out, some Texas racers that stood up and did their thing. You know, so we always want to recognize those guys for some of the big wins. I believe, not to overshadow anybody, but we got anybody from the Dallas area, we'll get them on in a second to talk about the race that happened down in Denton, Texas. Pretty good event. People look like they enjoyed themselves. There was some action going on. But before we get those folks on the line, I want to speak about some upcoming events. I guess the next big race off the top of my head in this area will be November 17th, Alley Catch Race down at HMP. So If Addy Cat's around, he can come on and talk about what he got going on in his race coming up November 17th. Following that race will be the Atomic Dog, Show Enough Racing, Makeup Race, featuring Tony Boss Vines coming back for action. They came up here, Texas kicked their butt. They want to come back and redeem themselves. So Texas, get ready. They coming back with vengeance and quite sure we're going to do what we do. And then they butt back home just like they did this weekend. Now, for us Texas guys, there's a big race going on this weekend. Rudge Inc. is one responsible for this show. They're having a big race in Macon, Georgia. Some of us fellow Texan grudge racers are going down to Macon National Dragway for the final hit this coming weekend. Any of you want to make it, it'd be a good deal. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Going to bring some action. We got some other Texas racers going on to the half the hook, the Mike Hills race. So wherever you guys go, enjoy yourself. Be safe traveling on that highway. And all I can say is be proud you're a Texan. Try to kick butt. All ass back to the house. So on the night, since we haven't got anybody sharing, I'm going to ask you, is there anybody out there that want to give or come on and talk about the win or loss that went down at the race at North Star? It didn't. Anybody got a race report that want to come give all the wins? I know the ones that I know about, but somebody probably know all of them. I don't know if Tony's on here or whoever's at the race that kind of got them all. If I don't get nobody, I guess I can tell about the ones that I do know about, so the race world will know. So have anybody pushed the one button, Sharon, that can come on and talk about the race at Denton this weekend?
Tracy, we don't have anyone right now. We have a couple of hands up, but nobody from the Dallas area. So it's your call.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mention a few that I know about that happened that I believe the race family want to know about, and those are the prime time races. First off, I know, if I ain't mistaken, prime time with the 7-up car got outran by Glassman. I believe it was in the Rock Crusher car, so I'm wrong, somebody correct me, but it's a car out of Houston. I ran the 7-up. The next race I believe that happened was a Mississippi Nightmare, piloted by Tony Boss Bynes, going up against the Jekyll car. And as we all know, the Jekyll takes the win. Tony read it, but a win is a win. When you're betting your money, red light is part of the game. You take it any kind of way you can get it. Following that race, to my knowledge, was, I believe it was a Moneymaker car. Tony ran, I can't think of the guy's name, so if anybody know, I want to give him credit too. He came on and made action with Tony with the Moneymaker car. At that time, Tony then was down 2-1, but the Moneymaker got a win for him. And as everybody know, there are some other names I hate that I don't have. I don't have Tony on here or somebody, or some of the other local guys that brought action prior to that big race. I don't know the names of all those guys, so if somebody come on and help me out, I'd like to mention those guys. that brought action, that had races, that was other than the guy from the East Coast. Jack, you might know him. He probably can come on and help me out. But I guess what the biggest race of the night was the biggest surprise. And I guess you want to mention these guys. They came down and Tony and them was in the house with the Mississippi Nightmare. Big Clark been talking about Texas pretty heavy, about what they were going to do when they had the baddest back half car. And they were yakking and yakking. They had it locked in with Tony Storm. That was a locked in race, been locked in. But the Birdman crew was there, set on kill, ready to go, and they wanted some action. They couldn't get the action they wanted. Tony stated he was just going to run one more race because they had to go to Hot Springs the next day and race. The boy, the yakking got good, and there was a smack talk at his best going on down there in the staging lanes. Birdman wanted to race so bad. You don't find this. You don't find this. Another car want to race you so bad that you offer to pay the Pontiac money just so you can race that guy. That was kind of unheard of. Yes.
Tracy, I've got a couple of guys on from the Bird crew. Is it okay if I go ahead and open up their mics while you're talking about that, Ray?
Yeah, let the Bird crew come on in and give them some time, and let them tell their story.
Okay, Jenny, your mic is open. Travis, your mic is open.
I'm here, y'all.
Your mics are open, both of you.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yep, hey, thanks for having
us. Anytime, man. You know, there's good win for y'all, man. Congratulations to you, man. And, hey, I'm going to let y'all guys come on and set the stage. What y'all doing with that, what you call that race there? A lot of racers wasn't able to make it. I'm quite sure they read about it in there, but hey, I'm going to let y'all tell y'all story about what y'all had to do talking about.
We're just glad to get to race somebody finally, man. Nobody ever seems to want to race us. They don't want to race here. They don't want to race anywhere we go, so we were pretty desperate for a race, man. We're just glad we finally got one.
We looked for a race for all day long. Everybody said the baddest car to race anybody there, so we stepped up. We're class people about it. They just kept saying they're the baddest in the world, but they didn't want to mess with turbos. So I didn't know there were any restrictions on a back half car. So, I mean, the owner of the car, Gary, which is a stand-up guy, didn't want to drag us up there for nothing. So he basically bought us a race so we could race somebody.
Yeah, he definitely did that. I mean, that was one thing when I was standing right there when all the negotiations were going down, and when I heard that, he shouted me, I said, boy, look here, they definitely came to race. So, you know, I saw Gary, and he was, I can't think of the guys later that had the glasses on with him. They were giving him hell right there with smack talk at his desk going on. I don't know if anybody got that footage, but I saw somebody. Well, it's a smack talk at his best going on, so if it's up and people get to see it, and they hadn't seen the Birdman crew do some smack talk, boy, that night Birdman crew was doing the smack talk at his best.
Birdman, your mic is open, too.
Oh, thank you.
What's going on?
Just listening in. I let my crew talk tonight. They had a good time. It was a long time coming for them. I'm proud of my crew.
Yeah. I'm going to let them tell the story about what happened. So we got a couple of them on here. They're going to talk and tell the kids what all went down, what happened, what y'all had to do, and what kind of race y'all gave Tony. If y'all look to do it with Tony again, I put it out there. The race world history to you.
Well, I got to say this about the Mississippi Nightmare car. The confidence you guys think Gary had by giving them back tires and by giving them $500 to race, it ain't because he thought we were faster. We thought he was actually probably a little faster than us. We just wanted to race, so we did what we had to do. And that's why we race with Gary, because he likes to race. So, there you go.
And it was fine at the beginning of the day, you know, somebody pulled up in the golf cart, you win, but through the whole afternoon and night, they're the baddest in the world. Nobody can touch them. So we put our offer out there 3 or 4 times. Gary got on the mic, called that, you know, nicely, asked any back half car, we'll run. We're there to race, not watch. There's a lot of stand-up racers there, and a lot of class acts, and it just came down to it that, you know, they wanted to be the baddest, so we challenged.
Well, y'all definitely took care of y'all business. I believe there was one win. Big Claw probably be on this. Tony might be on it, but there was one win. Y'all got, I think, kind of shocked a lot of people by giving up something and still coming out victorious against a car that's, like you say, a pretty known grudge car from the East Coast. And, you know, they do a lot of talking about it because y'all did what y'all had to do to win, so... Hey, man, hats off to you. And keep doing what you do with it. And answer this for me. I mean, I'm quite sure they was kind of wondering about that race. You know, we got to they coming back down here December the 1st. What do you feel about running again? Give a shit. They want to run you again.
Yeah. Well, they could sure run us again, but this time it's going to be head up.
I heard that,
so. There ain't going to be no funny money. There ain't going to be none of that. If they want to race us, they're going to raise us head up.
I hear you, so.
And also, Glass Man against 7-Up car, it wasn't a Rock Crusher. It was Glass Man's car. They didn't race the Rock Crusher. They run Glass Man's new car.
Okay, run Glass Man. Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if it was Glass Man or Rock Crusher, but I know Glass Man was there. I talked to him. I knew he had something to do with that race, so, hey, you know, I had to go off the Glass Man. Hey, any other races you know that went on, the names of the guys with the cars that went on, if you know who they were, why don't you go and give a shout-out and let the Grudge World know exactly who those guys were. So, you know, we'd like to mention everybody in this area that went and brought action, and whether they won or lost, they brought action, and that's what the most important thing is, to try to bring and make some action in the Grudge game. So, hey, if you know their names and who they are, why don't you let the Grudge World know.
We didn't get to see a lot of them. We were out trying to get us a race, but I did watch the Glassman and 7-Up race. And like I said, it was a Glassman little maroon Mustang.
Yeah.
And, well. We were watching the 275 race. And there was some good
numbers. Who actually won that race? Who won that race? I didn't see exactly who won it, you know?
Let me look up the guy's name real quick. It was a... I believe it's Dallas car that ended up winning it. I can pull the name real quick, though.
Yeah, it was the X275 was, what's his name? He ran out of Bud Morgan's camp over there.
Oh, Bud Morgan's camp?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up the name.
Who did he beat in the final when you find out who did he run?
They posted Trevor against Pipeline, and Trevor won.
Trevor won? Well, that's
what
I'm saying.
Glassman won over the 7-Up car, the Jekyll Camaro over the Mississippi Nightmare with the red light, Moneymaker over Rodney Watley, close race, Moneymaker won, then us against Nightmare, Vanilla Gorilla got beat by Cold Smoke Malibu. And the 275 Jerick with a red Nova with a Morgan motor won the 275 race.
Okay.
And then Tommy outrun the Big Tire Cutlass by 1.5 cars.
Yeah, I also seen Tony Thorne them out run the Jekyll car. I saw that race. Tony went to win against the Jekyll car. Jekyll car seemed like he had some problems, but like you say, a win is a win. You won't take no win away from nobody. A win is a win, and when you make the money, you make the money. Live the race another day. See how the outcome will be on that day. So
it was Derek Lewis that won the X275.
Yeah, with the red Nova.
Okay, well, you don't have to go out to all the guys that brought action and all the guys that won. Man, I'm quite sure, you know, hey, Northstar appreciated, you know, a little cold, but hey, you seem like you had a good time, you know. Oh, okay, you guys, just hang around, man. This topic, we got a topic coming up here. I'm going to put out there. I had some guys call me about a racing situation here, and anytime there's some kind of racing situation going on, we want to try to bring it to the grudge world and let them know, and especially when it comes down to what the nice topic is. And the nice topic, again, before I get to that, anytime anyone have a particular situation they think they need to be addressed or race that they want to lock in, I encourage people to come on this show, lock your race in. One thing about these shows is this. Anything you say on these shows, if you be at a track and have a problem, most people have internets on their phone. Some have laptops and computers. You can always go back to that show by date and go to the spot and listen to what you locked your race in, what the stipulations were. I heard some arguments this weekend at the track about some stipulations. Some people felt wasn't right. Also, there was a conversation going on, which is going to lead me to where I'm trying to go with this race. I got a call about a race that supposedly took place up in this area, Temple Academy Dragway, this weekend, and we had some guys lock in some money on skipping a race, and for some apparent reason, the race didn't go down, and the punk out money didn't get paid, and the guy was upset. Now, there were some other stipulations I read on the internet, and I think Glassman, and I believe Kenny Duke might know something about it. We'll give y'all a chance to come on and talk about that. And I'm going to let, you know, people, you make pay attention to this, make the call, because sometimes this stuff can get out of hand, and we want to try to keep it under control the best we can. And race stipulation language can be confusing. Everybody don't quite understand it, but this is what this show is about, trying to shed some light and make some sense out of some of the nonsense that go on. At this time, Gerald, I'm going to ask you, if you have Kenneth Williams on the show, he had a locked-in race, and he was kind of upset about it, and he wants to come on the show and address it. Do we have Kenneth Williams on?
Okay, Kenneth, I don't see him. Kenneth, if you're on the show, press the 1 button so that I can see you, and I'll know that you're ready to talk. But, Tracy, you've got Mike on the line. He wants to say something about the race in Denton, this A race.
Mike.
What happened there?
Mike. Okay, Mike. Hey, Mike. Come on.
Mike, you're open. Mike, your mic is open. 214-8685. Your mic is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we
go
hear
ahead.
You.
Can you hear me?
I hear
you.
Go
ahead.
Okay, yeah, yeah, Mike, man. I was up at the Denton race this weekend, and this wasn't really no race for the racer bet. It was more like me and Trigger Man had a, he come around to the gate up there, and we locked in a race with him and Tony Thorne. He gave me some odds on the race, and that's when him and Birdman and Mississippi Nightmare, they ran. That race was occurring like maybe 5 minutes after me and Trigger Man locked in our race with him and Tony Thorne. And once Birdman them or whoever paid the $500, I thought it was the skip. You know, I thought they were paying $500 to go ahead and race them right then and there. And him and Tony Thorne, Mississippi Nightmare and Tony Thorne were going to run after that race. Well,
and that
Tony
was our
Thorne
understanding,
said,
too. So when we gave him the $500 punk-out money, could have put it in his pocket and run Tony Thorne, and he chose not to and loaded his car up.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, see, that's the thing.
Me and
Trigger Man had a race. I was betting with Tony Thorne. Of course, Trigger Man was going with Nightmare. And we locked the race in. He said, I told him to tell me what a lock-in was. His explanation was, if neither one of the cars pull around in the lane, in the staging lane, then if Mississippi Nightmare don't pull around, I pay him. If Tony Thorne don't pull around, then, you know, vice versa. But
well, that's when
everything took place. I don't know if Trigger Man forgot that he had, me and him had a locked-in race, or you know, we had a locked-in bet, rather. We had a locked-in bet, and when it came time to, you know, coming around, because at that particular time, I thought when a car is locked in, a car is locked in. And that $500 that got paid to Tony Thorne's car got paid the $500. So I feel like whoever was betting with him should have got paid as well if it was a locked-in race. He got his punk out money. I feel like I should have got my locked-in bet because they should have raced him. They should have went ahead and raced him even after the fact, but did none of that take place? So I didn't understand that. And that's where the controversy was taking place, you know.
Yeah. I think we talked about it. Did I talk to you and you had kind of asked me something about it at the track that night?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the deal that I thought I had to bring, make them understand it too. If we can get Trigger Man on here, Janet, you can get Trigger Man on here after this show going on. If you can get Trigger Man on here, maybe he can clear it up, but just like I say to you.
Well, what Trigger Man kept saying was, I lost. He kept saying that I lost because he said they didn't come out their pocket. They didn't pay no punk out money. They didn't come out their pocket at all to pay no money. So
818, okay.
It was one of them situations where that probably don't occur at most places. Like you say, because most people don't step up and pay somebody else punk out just to, you know, run them, which I, you know, hey, that was a good thing because they got on their ass, you know. But,
turn it on?
Yeah. Okay, shoot it. If you're not talking, mute your phone because I can hear some small conversations going on. If you're not talking, just mute your phone if you want to talk. Or put your hand down, and if you want to talk, put it and come back up. So if you're not talking, just kind of mute your mic. But yes, just address what you were talking about. You're right. Tony Thorne got paid because Birdman and them bought that race out. So when they bought that race out, Birdman and them paid that punk out. You're right. You don't see that happen a whole lot, especially this way, that another racer want to come in and buy another racer out and pay the punk out money because they want to race bad, that bad. You know, Birdman and them kind of stepped out there and did something you don't see a whole lot.
Right.
But, and that's where the understanding comes. Once that race is bought out, that kills everything else. Because you or Trigger Man can't control them guys racing. You know, if they were to race, then y'all deal was still on. But when somebody comes and kill it, then either one of y'all, nobody really loses. You don't owe him, or
and
he don't owe you.
Hey, and that's what it wind up ultimately being, because this lock-in stuff, it all comes from when, you know, Georgia boy, Mississippi boy, whenever they start coming down here, that's when all this locked-in stuff come about. We wasn't doing that around here in Dallas. So I had him to give me his explanation of what the lock-in was. So since the race got killed, he going to tell me I lose. I can't lose if it got killed. You keep your money, I keep my money. The race didn't happen.
Exactly, you know.
See, that's what the problem was, because he kept telling me I lost, you know, and I just wanted to clear it up, so, you know.
Well, that's exactly the way it goes. Once Birdman bought that race out, it was like that race was non-existent. You know, it wasn't going to happen, and anybody was planning on betting it,
didn't have no choice but to not bet because that race wasn't going to take place unless Tony ran and came around and locked up Tony Thorne again to set another race.
Yeah.
And as we all know, that didn't happen. So, I mean,
now,
you know.
Tim, it is. Now, being on the fly and on the board, you know, the Bad Boys board or whatever, now, Tony Thorne and Mississippi Nightmare, they race was supposed to be locked in. It was locked in. He got paid to punk out money. Tony Thorne Carr got paid to punk out money. So whoever was locked in with him, I feel like they should have got paid as well.
Well, this is the way if you say locked in with him, and this is the interpretation on that. Just say, Milton, they were locked in for 500 on $2,500 better. Now, if Tony Thorne put up his $500 and Tony Thorne and three guys put that $500 and the third man paid it, that $500 would have been Tony Thorne and them three other guys because they were the ones responsible for putting that money up. Anybody outside that race on the side, we just side with us. And we got to make sure we get a clear understanding with each other.
Right.
Because you got some races that go down with some people. Some guys at the track are played red light, you lose. And then again,
right. There's
some guys at the track played red light, no pay. So
right. Doing
this cross racing and getting that money and getting understanding, you got to know which person you're dealing with and make sure you spread it out. Man, this is the way we're doing it because you'd be surprised. Some guys red light, everybody else knows that they lose. You got some people play a little safe on the side and they'll think, no, red light don't pay. So,
I had the same problem with the guy that he's filming the video, BET Live, the little guy. Me and him betted on the Nightmare and Jekyll race. And when Nightmare red-lighted, he said he don't have to pay. I ain't never heard of that. I thought that's what the red light was up there for, you know.
Yeah,
but
and
he went on to pay that race too. So, but it's a lot of controversy, man. I guess they, you know, from where they from and what we do with that, it's kind of different. But if you pull up and you stage up and you red light, that's what that red light is up for. You lose.
I mean,
you know, that's what it's up there for. So red light, no race. You got to call that, but I don't know too many people call that.
Yeah, you're right, but like I say, it's some people, you know, different places and some people right here.
Yeah.
I done been involved in it, and I done been people in the stands, and some of them call it, so, you know, it's up to you to make sure you get an understanding to keep the confusion down, man, because, you know, I mean, I saw you in Trigger, man, you know, y'all going at it pretty good about it, and, you know, and sometimes, you know, when I was asked about it, I just try to explain it to you the best way I can, where you know both people understand. So
I'm glad we talked about it because I just want to get an understanding, man. Because I feel like you know, I'm glad to see all this is happening. You know, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Texas, everybody coming together. But you know, everybody needs to understand when the lock in, the stipulations, like you say. So. We got that all cleared up and understood, and like you say, I guess it's just kind of whoever you make the bet with, just get an understanding with them, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I want to say, man. Y'all keep it up, man.
Okay, man. Well, bring it in, man. Just hang on, man. You know, sometimes you can learn some things from these shows, and you can learn how the game is played, especially if you don't know a lot. Okay, we're going to go to the line, Sheriff. You got them on. If not, I know Glassman is on, and he had an issue. So if you got Kennedy, Kennedy's not on right now. I believe Glassman is on, and he has something he wants to talk about.
Tracy, the show is full. I don't see Kenneth on the line. I did try to call Kenneth. I left him a voicemail message. You know, we're trying to get him on the show. But in the meantime, Glassman, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Tracy?
What's up, Glassman?
You know, we got a rumor going on about me locking in Javier with the Duke. You know, here's what happened on that deal. You know, we had Tony Thorne call me, you know, trying to get some races locked in for that 27th deal.
Yeah.
And he said that Kenny Duke wanted to run Javier. So, you know, so I called up Kenny Duke, you know, and found out, you know, see if he still had a small block or big block, you know. You know, anyhow, we found out what he had. So so I called Javier, you know, and I told Javier, I said, you know, after the race up there in Crandall, you know, after what he did at 55 boys, I said, to be honest with you, Javier, you can't fuck with him. You know, and Javier told me that he was not going to make that race due to past experiences with a different track about times given out, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, in the meantime, we had ECS 10 coffee, you know. And ECS 10, like, you know, he told me to Javier, you know, if that race ever went down, he's got Javier. So I had $500 locked in with ECS 10 if that race ever happened. Because after seeing what the Duke did to the 55 boys, you know, I think Javier's ass going to get gapped, you know. So anyhow, I called up Kelly Duke, and I told Kelly Duke, I said, man, Javier's not going to make it, you know, after past experiences, you know, and so on and so forth, you know. So, you know, I don't get where he gets, you know, me locking in a race with him and Javier, you know. And another problem that we're having is a lot of races on them flyers was not officially locked in, okay, because they had money on the flyer for the 27th race.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I said a lot of those races wasn't officially locked in. You know, for one, Javier and Moneymaker, you know. Javier never even planned on going up there, so I don't know how that race got locked in or who locked that race in. Second of all, Hillbilly and 7-Up, you know, that race wasn't officially locked in because Hillbilly was not sure if the Rock person was even going to make the race. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I told Tony, I said, you know, I said, if Hillbilly does make the race, he will run 7-Up. You see what I'm saying? But he wasn't sure if he was going to make that race, you know, because of the motor situation. You know, they burnt the motor up, and they wasn't sure if they're going to have it ready in time. You know, so, I mean, like I said, you know, I wanted to get on here and kind of, you know, speak my mind, you know, about the, you know, the rumors that have been going around. So.
I see that, and I've seen, what that Kenny do? Kenny's trying to get on. Somebody needs to get Kenny on. I can't get him on my phone. He's calling my phone right now. So, Kenny, get Kenny on. Hey, but a glass man. So, was that Kenny Duke that you had that when I called the internet? Something's going on?
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear
who
you.
Who was it? On the internet, who was the guy that you was talking about that got the misunderstanding about it? Was that the Duke?
Yeah, it was the Duke, yeah.
It was the Duke, man, you know, I like to hear both sides of the story, you know, I just give everybody a chance to kind of, hey, say their part about it because, you know, I don't want to be one side. So, hey, is the Duke out there? The Duke out there? Can somebody get the Duke on and get him dressed in? It's always better to me if you can talk to a person and you communicate about it and people hear it, then going on the internet sometimes, because, yeah, people on the internet sometimes post a lot of stuff, and it don't necessarily be right, and some of them don't put a name. But coming on these shows, you can talk about it, and you know who you're talking to. People can hear what you're saying. You can always go back and put it up and make sure. So this is a good platform, man. We can take this and learn from it and utilize it to our advantage. So, If the Duke is out there, can somebody get him on the phone? Of course, your glad man might want to, you know, air that out with him and try to get it straight so, hey, we can get this straight. And back to what you were saying about on the flyer, a lot of these people, you said, was saying that they was locked in, and some people think they wasn't locked in. So, hey, you know, that have something to do with, I guess, with the, you know, whoever promoted the show. Maybe, you know, the interpretation from his understanding might be, or, you know, sometimes people put stuff on the show to help to promote the show that don't necessarily happen. But, you know, that's fake promoting to me, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe he thought it was going to happen or what. I don't know. So that's between those people. So, you know, they have to work on how they do it. You know, I try my best not to put people on flyers unless I talk to them and see if it's going to happen, put their name out there, because we want to make sure we keep it kind of straight. But, you know, other than that, man, you know, a situation like that, you just got to work on it. But did anybody get the Duke on the phone? anybody get the Duke on the phone and talk about it? If not, Batman, just hang by. Somebody's going to come up. You might want to address it. We're going to go to the line and see who we got.
Tracy, I tried to get Kenny Duke on the line, and it went to his voicemail. Blind Eyed Killer, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, man?
The deal.
Who that?
It's Dion.
Dion, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm trying to see what the weather like, and is it a room that the people are driving away from New York down there? Are we leaving Thursday?
It looks pretty good, man. Actually, the hurricane weather is moving up towards Virginia and going north. So I checked it out down towards Carolina and Macon area, and the weather's supposed to be in the 70s. They do have a chance of rain. I believe it showed like 40%, but then that's going to come on like that Monday. So for the weekend, it looks good from the Carolinas down to the Georgia Macon area. So the weather should be pretty good. It should be 72, 74 around the daytime. It's going to get a little chilly like it did here at night. I believe it's still around 49, 50 degrees.
Yeah. That's all I really want. I ain't want to talk about no race. I'm a race like you, though. I really ain't know you to talk about no locking in, no racing that. I'm a race like you, though. I was just trying to see what it, because I'm a drive this time with the work meet going 16 hours or what it looked like or whatever.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, man. I'm going to be getting out of here myself, man. I'm going to Macon, Georgia. So we're going to be getting out of here ourselves come Thursday evening. Hey, look like I see Kenny Duke on here, man. So, hey, man, Dion, just hang around you and kill a man. If y'all see something y'all want to talk about, hey, appreciate you coming on. Put your one button and put your hand back up. But we're going to get Kenny Duke on here. Kenny Williams is still calling here. Kenny, click over. Tink, I know you're out there because you texted me. Can you call Kenan and get Kenan on the show? It's probably full and he can't get in, but he's blowing my phone up.
Okay. Kenny Duke, your mic is open.
Tracy, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Say, man, I appreciate that meal at Denny's the other morning.
I heard that, man. I heard that. Yeah.
Hey, just a little word. I was just going to get on here just to clear the air about this locked-in race with Javier. And I understand where these people on the Internet don't understand, but Glassman called and left me a message on my phone. I didn't even know who it was. It took me 2 hours to get back to him because I was busy. But I called him back, and he says, hey, man, how about you want to do something with Javier on the 27th? And I said, sure. I'll race with him because I've been – you know, he's been wanting to race, and we hadn't been able to get together. And I said, yeah, let's do it. And he said, what do you want to do it for? I said, man, I'm good for 1,000. I said, we can lock in 500 on 1,000 or better. He said, okay. That was the last I talked to him. I talked to Tony Thorne. I said, Tony, we got one locked in, me and Javier. Everything's good. I didn't talk to him for another, I don't know. Well, I guess until Saturday, I saw a class man out there. I said, where's Javier? And now he's denying even saying that. So that's just cowardly. I ain't worried about the money so much, but, you know, it was just the whole line. I didn't lock nothing in and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I think the man brought it up. Man, you want to address that with him?
Hello.
Man, you still
there? Yeah, I'm still here.
You want to address that situation?
Buddy? Hey, what's going on?
No, not much. Hey, we talked about it at the track and everything. I mean, I wasn't, like, putting you out there on, like, nothing like that. But, I mean, No.
Well, I'm trying to figure out is I don't understand how I can lock it in with you without even calling Javier first from the get-go. And then after I call Javier, you know, and I told Javier he can't fuck with you. I mean, I'm a little confused on how you would think that we had a race locked in when I flat out told Javier he can't fuck with you.
Well, let me ask you this. Just on the whole national level, everybody's listening.
Yeah.
Did you call me?
Yes, I sure did call you.
Okay, and what was the discussion? What was your reason for calling me?
The discussion was, is Tony Thorne was calling me trying to get some races locked in. And
okay.
I called you because I wanted to hear from your mouth You see what I'm saying? And
what you want to hear from my mouth? That's what I'm getting at. What was the reason for your call?
Well, the reason for my call is Tony Thorne was trying to get some races locked in. Tony Thorne said, "How about Javier and Kenny Duke? And how about Rock Crusher and Seven Up?" You see what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
I guess Javier, or I guess Tony, you know, didn't call Javier. You know, and I was calling you to find out, you know, if you were wanting to run Javier. And then when I called Javier and talked to Javier, you know, and I told Javier, you know, I think you got to be out of your damn mind. You know, and, you know, anybody can verify this conversation between me and Javier.
Right. Well, but the point is, I talked to Tony pretty regular. Well, I wouldn't say regular. Yeah. I talked to Tony. And he asked me if, you know, I said, yeah, we got a deal. Last man Chad called me. We locked in a race. And he said, okay. So he puts on all the flyers because I'm under assumption. When you called, and I'm not from Houston, so I don't know if you guys run together or not. I've seen that on the board.
No.
Those two guys don't even run together. Yeah, well, see,
well,
I don't know because I'm not from down there.
Kelly,
I assumed y'all were all buddies.
Kelly, I talked to ECS-10, Javier's buddy, you know.
Yeah.
And Javier in ECS-10 said, you know, if that race ever happens, I got 500 on Javier. I said, I tell you what, I said, I'll lock in 500 with you if that race ever happens. Me and you got 500 because the Duke is going to drag Javier's ass.
I don't know about that. I think Javier's still faster than I am, but I was willing to try.
I understand that, but, you know, I was betting on you. You know, so
right.
I don't get how I locked in with you to run Javier when I bet with
you. It may just have been a misunderstanding, but when we talked, I was thinking, well, maybe this Javier put Glassman up to call in or whatever. I didn't know, but we talked
about it, and
I assumed that the race was ready to go and locked in. But from my perspective, I thought you and him were friends. It's kind of, I didn't know why he didn't call me. But
we are, but you know, I told Javier, I said, if you're stupid enough to run him, I bet against you, flat out, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. But anyways, it's just a misunderstanding. I understand. Like I told you, I ain't pressing the issue about the money. I just was kind of, shit, my motor was blowed on 2 weeks prior, and I spent gobs of money getting it ready, and then I get there, and I'm like, where's Javier? I keep waiting for him to show up and thinking, well, fuck, that was a waste of time. I should have just waited, you know. But it wasn't no big deal. That was my point. And it looked like, you know, the flyer says we're racing. I'm sure everybody.
Well, it does. I mean, it's just like Javier was locked in with a moneymaker. I mean, I don't know where the hell that race come about. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you know, there's other races that was on there that was never even locked in. You know, and Tony Thorne has himself put on Hot Rod Gossip, Old Glassman, and Cornbread was never locked in. Well, that's what the flyer says, buddy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand all that, yeah.
You know, so,
it's just one of them deals, but, you know, that's, I don't know.
You know,
I guess it kind of rubbed me wrong.
I think from now on, you know, whoever is going on this race, you know, we need to get a credible source to lock the money in with, you see what I'm saying, like a top dog does. You know, when I locked in between the drag radio car, which was Kenny Hubbard against the Nightmare, I locked it in with Atomic Dog for the Georgia race. You know, I mean, Atomic Dog, you know, is a credible, you know, witness, so that's who we locked it in with.
Right.
You see?
Well,
so,
I mean, when are we going to get the Javier and Duke thing going?
Oh, shit. Well, I don't. you have to talk to him about that.
Right. Well, that's fine. I mean, just whatever, hell, I think it'll be a good one. And I know he wants to redeem himself. He got his ass struck by Small Block. I know his butt was hurt.
I'm sure it's hurt.
I know he's fast, dude. I'm just fucking with him. Anyways, tell him to come get some of it now. I done reconstructed this thing just for him, and I was kind of disappointed he didn't show up.
There you go.
He talked some mad shit. Now he's got what he asked for. Tell him. I told him in that video, be careful what you ask for.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He done brewed up some shit now.
There you go.
All right.
When you decide to watch me move, let me know.
Okay. Man, I can't watch you move. You know that. You're too fast for me. You probably heading up right for me.
There ain't no way. That's a damn chassis truck. There's like a nightmare.
Chassis? see, Trud, you're crazy. I'll bet on that. You want to lock that in?
Hell no.
Come on. Don't be talking crazy now. I'll put you on blast.
Hell yeah. Well, this show is being recorded for insurance purposes anyway.
I watched a move last man.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who Urban?
Who's...
Oh, hey, cop.
Hey, y'all have your business, and I guess, I don't know, I guess we'll just have to call that some, like Peanut says, some show enough bullshit.
There you go.
Y'all take me off here. I'm out.
Yeah. All right, man. So, well, we got, at least we got to come to some kind of understanding, but bang about it, like they say, hey, try to get an understanding, man. Try to get it locked on, and, you know, try to get your neutral DP man, somebody you think is going to be fair, and if you do it on these shows, anytime there's a problem, you can go back at the track, find that date, and both of y'all can hear what the language was, and maybe that'll help cut some of this down. So, okay, we're going to go to the lineup, man. I got a lot of hands up, and people been texting me they want to get on. So, Cheryl, who we got?
Jeff, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, it's Cliff from Evan, Texas.
Hey, what's going on, Cliff?
I just got a little question I want to get to understand about this lock-in money, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
okay.
You know, you lock in with the money, just lock it in and walk away from it, no stipulation. And when that time comes, one person will show up and let them down. So the lock-in money got to pay that, right?
Okay, run that body call. It sounds like I heard you say you lock in some money and walk away from it, and when the time comes, somebody will... Don't show it, they got to pay me. Explain to me, give me another note, because it is you said this clip out of hell, and this is the same deal that I got the call about, that the lock-in went mad, something didn't with killing, and this a conversation?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, the killer get on here, hold on, I want to get that whole triangle piece on here. Lamont, I think Lamont had something to do with it. Lamont, get on here, push the one button. Did we get killer on?
Tracy, I've tried Kenneth.
Kenneth is over. He's been calling me about four or five times. The lines are full. He couldn't get in. And I asked Kenneth, see if he could get him on. Did anybody get Kenneth on their phone? If so, push the one button. Tell us what number it is so we can see.
Tracy, I'm right here.
You on here?
I'm right here.
Kenneth, who all was in involvement? I want to get them on here. Because I heard different stories about it. So who was involved? You and Cliff and who was other people?
I'm right here with you, Tracy.
Okay, who was the other parties that was involved? We want to see if we can get them also, because it sounded like somebody, I mean, you was kind of upset about it, didn't think it was right. So who were the other people?
Tracy,
I don't want to be one side. I just don't want you to say your side and then the other people not here to say their side.
Right. What's happening is two cats done locked the money in. And then when it comes time for the pay up, because one of them didn't show, the other one wanted to say the car was broke. Now, wait a minute. Hold up. The car was broke. That ain't my problem. No stipulation was in there. Now, do the money supposed to go back to each other, or do the man that didn't show lose?
Okay, Kevin. I hear you, but who did you lock the money in? Who did y'all give the money to? Who had the money?
I Clifton and Lamont. We locked in $250 apiece, and I gave the money to him. He kept it for a whole week.
Clifton, you had the money?
Yeah, Lamont had it. I gave him
money
so he could keep it.
Who had the money? Who had the money?
Lamont had the money. I put up 250.
Hey, Lamont, push the one button if you on here. Cheryl, you see Lamont?
No, Tracy, I don't see Lamont. I will try to see if I can get him on the line.
Okay,
we'll
try to get Lamont on the phone. You can go on and tell us your story, and you text me and say you had some things you want to put out there, so it's your nipple right now. Go ahead.
I want to ask you this. You put your money up, locked in a bet on your race, and you get down to make a shutdown. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't think it is. and something happened with your car, and you come back and you get the money back, is that something you done?
If I, you asking me a question?
The question is something.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you a question. Is that something have you done? Your car broke with no stipulations, and y'all had the money locked in, and something happened to your car, and you come back, and y'all just said, forget it. Y'all both got money back. Have that happened to you?
Well, it's like this. Can I say it like this? When you stipulate a race, if you just lock in that y'all betting and be there a certain time, and that's the only stipulation, and my car broke, if I go to that guy and say, man, I broke my car, you know, can I get off that bet? Sometime if y'all all right, a guy might say, hey, man, well, don't worry about it. We get it right. We'll run another day. But if that guy say, no, I'm not letting you out of it, then the case right there, if my car breaks, then I'm out. Because I didn't step that in my race if my car was broken out.
I got you. Which I totally agree with that. I ain't got no problem with that.
But when you put up that lock-in money, you said bet 250, they lock it in, and both part, ain't no more running to say it, but when time to race, we show up, another car will show up, and they want the money. You know, they don't want to pay that 250 that they put up. They want to get off the bet. When you're locking money, you got to pay that locking money right.
Hey, you locked that money and you gave that money to somebody, the person that you gave that money to is responsible for doing the right thing. I mean, his integrity is in question. And, you know, you locked it in with a person you think is going to be fair. And if a car broke, I mean, sometimes you take these, you got to take them on the chin sometimes, whether you want to or not. But if y'all showed up at the track, and they didn't show up or didn't pay, that's your side. We go just on your side of the story. If that's the way it happened, then y'all would have got the money. But I sure would like to get Lamont on the phone and hear the other side of it, because there's always two sides. And, you know, I hear y'all saying that's the only stipulation, and I haven't really heard the other side to see was it a break-in clause, a break clause, or what. So I'm just hearing one side right now. But if it's the way y'all stated it is, my opinion, I believe y'all would do to get paid. I believe the right thing to do was to pay y'all. Whoever had the money shouldn't have gave the money back to two people. They should have gave the money to y'all, and the guy who locked the money in just had to take that on the chin and learn a lesson that, hey, you never know what these cars will do. Sometimes, hey, if I can give me a break call, I'm going to try to give me a break call. If you don't, it's open-ended, so I hope the guy pushed the one button who was involved. Anybody else in general that didn't know what happened in that conversation? Was anybody from the other side other than, was it just Lamont? Lamont Jennings being on here.
Call Tracy. Tracy. Lamont, he's got a situation that he's trying to handle right now. He said give him 5 minutes and he'll be ready to talk.
Okay. Okay, Kenneth, so you saying you was at the track and the other guy wasn't at the track?
Yeah, we was at the track. We went to the track, but Doug didn't show up. And we bet. He bet on Doug. We bet 250 apiece. He bet on Doug, and I bet on Kenneth. And that was it. We locked in 250 apiece. I went to have him. But Doug didn't show up. So they locked in 250. We put up, she'll be paid to the person that showed up. They locked in money for to get paid.
If what I heard so far is where it is, I agree with y'all.
That's the way it was. We bet 250 apiece. He bet on Doug, and I bet on Kim.
No stipulation.
We just said bet 250. And that was it. And I gave my money to Lamont. He had it for a whole week and gave it back to me on the Sunday. But when the race was Saturday, we went racing Saturday, but nobody showed up. But Sunday came that day. He's talking about, hey, you're 250, man. The man's car was broke. That's not my problem. You bet on that man, you need to know what's up with that man's car, because Rich Sleeper was ready.
So, I agree.
That's how that went down.
I mean, the way you said it, I like to hear it if it was any different than what you said it, but, you know, the way you said it, if that's the case, I mean, you know, hey, Lamar's going to get on here, and we want to hear the other side of the story, but, you know, hey.
I mean, he's about 15, 20 more people standing out in the yard when he made that bet. So I ain't going to lie about, you know what I'm saying? Cause, you know what I'm saying? I thought better than Lamar. I thought Lamar, he should know how the game go. That's why I gave him the money, keep the money. Here the money. You keep the money. Yeah, I thought, you know what I'm saying, good dude, man, because you know what I'm saying, you're talking about the dog camp. I mean, I know you don't want that kind of stuff in your camp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every man is his own man, you know, and, you know, you hope you do the right thing. I mean, I don't think Martin's a bad person to hold the money. I mean, if y'all lock in, so he sort of, you know how this stuff goes. And so, you know, I figure, you know, he kind of have a good judgment on it. You know, I wouldn't have no problem letting him hold my money. But if it happened the way I'm hearing it, I sure would need to hear the other side of the story, because right now, from what I'm hearing, just this one side, if that's the way it was, y'all supposed to got y'all money. So,
I'm just saying it like it is, man. I ain't got to goddamn lie about nothing. I'm telling you how it went down. That's how it went down. You know what I'm saying? Good man.
Okay.
Made a good bet. If I told him, you hold the money. You get the money. When that time comes, you know what I'm saying? He tried to give me my money back, and talking about the man car broke and wasn't no race. But you know what I'm saying? You bet on somebody, you didn't know what broke that man car before you bet. And Doug was standing right there when they locked that money in. He could have said, nah, man, no car ain't ready.
He
bet that money. He was standing right there when they made that money. And ain't said nothing.
Cliff, tell the story. Mark, you tell your story. Hey, we got people on here, and you're just like, you know, we're trying to get this locked in, understanding, right? The girl told his side, Mark, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell your side. They say you're the one that they gave the money to.
Hold on right quick. Hold on. I got to click over, but go ahead. Hold on.
Mark, you want, okay. You understand where we're at, right, Mark?
He said, hold on right quick. He got to click over.
He said, hold on, right quick, I click up. I don't know what you're trying to do.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm back. What's happening? Hello?
Cliff. Hey. Yeah.
What you want to say about Mark? Just told me. And then that way Mark can say what he said since you say you gave the money to Lamar.
Yeah, but I get a lot of their money to Lamar. And you know what I'm saying? When it's time to pay, you know what I'm saying? He tried to give me $250 back.
I gave you $250 back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no $250 win, $250 on lock-in. You can't get off of lock-in money.
What you mean?
No, we bet $250. You said bet $250, and I said bet $250. He didn't say nothing about it. No stipulation, nothing. I gave that money to you, and you know what I'm saying? I walked off. We ain't talking about that no more.
Yeah,
so before you bet on somebody, man, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to know what's going on with the person that you're betting on.
What up?
I know Big Slipper already. See, I know about the car I'm betting on.
I'm at the yard.
Mark, you want to dress that with him?
Yeah, let him keep on talking. Yeah.
I'm good. Let him hear your side story.
When Doug called y'all on Tuesday and Wednesday saying his car was broke, and then y'all talking about y'all didn't want to hear it. So what you mean?
Doug, he ain't called me. He ain't got my phone number.
Man, Doug called y'all. Kenneth told I don't want to hear nothing. He told y'all to call
him
broke.
Saying.
Oh, man.
What I'm saying, he knows that. If he knows the car broke before he make that bet. He let y'all make that bet.
Man, call him broke.
He should have said, nah, man. You know what I'm saying? You should have said, nah, man, my car ain't running, my car broke. Don't make that bet.
Yeah, okay, you
should have locked that money in.
Oh, you going to talk or I'm going to talk? Y'all ask me to talk and tell my side of the story, y'all going to keep talking over me. Which one is going to be?
Come on, talk to him, listen.
Now, ask Red, while he's sitting right there with y'all on the computer, Then he called Kennedy and Kennedy said he didn't want to talk. And Doug said his car was broke in the back and not in the front. Y'all said his car was broke in the front, right or wrong?
No, the car been broken.
No, we didn't say that. The car broke when he went to back and found him. Tell you the truth about it, but he, I don't know nobody was broke front or back.
Now, when we were standing at Alvin, y'all, man, car was broke in the front, the wheel or something was broke. And that man sit there and told y'all, nah, I fixed that problem. My car's not broke in the front. And then when he went and checked his car, he called back and said that his car was broke in the rear and he couldn't get the parts to fix his car, right or wrong?
Hey, Mark, this Kennel. Now, me and Doug cool on all this. I'm going to tell you straight up. The car was not broke in the front.
So
I know that for a fact.
I'm not talking to you because you didn't. I'm talking to the man
That's right. That's right, but I know what it is.
Man,
it's trying to sound like
the money.
Me and him got to talk.
Now, me and you ain't got nothing to talk about.
It's trying like it's trying to get twisted. The car messed up when it left bracket finder. Now, who's going to talk, me or you?
It said me and you ain't got nothing to talk about because you ain't had nothing locked. I'm talking to the man
All right. Hey, Ma, you sure right. You're right.
Yeah. Why are you even steady talking? You ain't got nothing to talk about.
I'm on here. Yeah, the car was broken bracket final. The back wheel came on bracket final. There wasn't no front to it. It was the back wheel. So somebody lined up somewhere. He was standing right there.
What's the number? Call Doug.
So what?
Call Doug. Y'all ain't got Doug's number right there?
No, I ain't got it, number. Y'all been killing drugs and I've been talking about it.
Everybody in there got everybody's number. Y'all don't play like y'all ain't got the man.
I ain't got
Doug's
number. I ain't got a lot of you. I ain't got Doug's number. I ain't got a reason to call you. I ain't got Doug's number. Chillin' got it.
What he's saying is, yeah, I heard you said y'all tried to call him back on a Tuesday or something. The man tried to call Kenneth. When did y'all lock it in? What day did y'all lock it in?
Sunday.
We locked it in Sunday. We locked it in.
It was Saturday on the lock-in.
It was Saturday on the lock-in.
I told them kindly right after that night. Look,
man. No, Saturday was a Sunday, wasn't it?
It was Saturday because I went to the track Friday night.
So the race got in on the weekend, and Mark, you said that they tried to get us up to Kenner on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right? So when y'all locked the race in, he said the only thing, this is what Cliff said, the only thing was y'all were locking in to show up at the track on Saturday, no more stipulations. Is that true?
No, we ain't put no stipulations on it.
That's true.
Right. Okay, so if y'all locked in and they put the money up on a Saturday and you had the money and they didn't put no stipulations up, that means Cliff knows his money was locked in to race Big Sleepy against Doug that Saturday. And he said that Big Sleepy them showed up at the track.
Yeah, they were there. Doug didn't show up.
Even though y'all tried to call in on a Tuesday, it's up to Clifford them to say that they don't want to let you out of it. You know, sometimes people are buddies and friends and they'll let each other out of it, but if they don't want to hear it, you know, they have the right to say not let you out of it, even though you found out the car is broke.
Yeah, in a case like that, come that Saturday, if the man can't show up, that $250 actually is punk out money, and it actually goes to the guy who showed up with his car at the track. Even though y'all did notify him it was broke, it wasn't stipulated, so the man said he didn't want to hear that, and by
okay.
Right,
was it not stipulated? It don't matter, though, if it was or wasn't, right? You said it wasn't stipulated. You said stipulated. So if it wasn't stipulated, it wasn't that if it do break or don't break, then if it wasn't stipulated, if it's going to go there,
the only stipulation both y'all said was y'all going to lock in $250 and show up Sunday to race.
At $250 on the grand.
So $250 on the grand. So if y'all, it wasn't stipulated by a break. So if y'all didn't show up, that $250 supposed to be forfeited. Because
it's
a sad thing, but racing, man, you get into it. We just got on the phone about another stipulation. You know, you was up there with me when Trey Van Otterbaugh was going in about the understanding about what the agreement is. But, you know, this is what these shows are about, put information out there and try to come to understanding so we can keep it from getting real heated sometime and people losing their cool. We need people to try to stay in the middle and try to do the right thing and say, hey, man, this is what you said. And sometimes it's good to, you know, you're a good guy and, you know, your integrity is good, but right now they question your integrity because they say you get his money back and get the other man money back. So it kind of, you know, kind of look like, you know, what you stand for, that you didn't treat them fair. And based on what I hear you saying right now and what they saying, that like to me, they supposed to got their money. We can go to
I ain't going to do no lying. I'm going to tell the truth. I ain't going to sit up and make up nothing and say that it was some stipulation. If it wasn't no stipulation, it wasn't no stipulation.
If it ain't no stipulation, but hey, we've been 250 locked in short Sunday, that's the stip. That's all y'all feel for you. That's the stip right there. That means I'm locking 250. I'll be there Sunday. If I ain't there Sunday, yeah, I mean, it's just, hey, man broke, he just got to pay. I mean, you know, because that's what the lock was. So let me hear this one thing. Go ahead, Mom.
You say what?
I say that's what this when you communicate about racing and locking money, when you lock it and you don't spell out everything, if it's real simple, that means y'all betting y'all $250 on $1,000 show up Sunday. If a person don't show up, the only thing y'all still was y'all bet, y'all locking $250 to show up the race Sunday. That sounds like the only still that was there. Now, we can go to the line. That's just my opinion. It's trying to stay in the middle and try to do it right and say the right thing to try to help some of this confusion, because I heard there was a bunch of confusion about it. We can go to the line, let some other people share their opinion, but, you know, the way I see it is based on what you said and what he said, that he's actually supposed to got the $250. So we can go to the line. We have to all the comments. That's what most people got to say. If Doug want to get on one, if you got somebody feel different, this all can be a learning experience for all of us. So, hey, go to the line and see what somebody else's opinion is, what they got to say.
Tracy. Hey,
Tracy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tracy.
Yeah,
hey, go ahead. Hey, I got a question to ask you.
Who is
it? Yeah.
What's happening?
So in other words, with this lock-in money, that don't mean nothing. Is that what it's all about? It don't matter?
No.
Lock-in money?
That's what we're trying to get to understand and try to keep some of this down. And that's why when you put it out there like on the show and people hear it and they understand it, kind of break some understanding and we want to try to make some sense out of it. Because sometimes this stuff can get out of hand and we don't want that to happen. We all go to try to have fun to try to bet a little money or lose a little money and whatever. We want the understanding to be straight. So that's why you You want to try to give it to somebody that you feel like they're going to try to stay in the middle. And sometimes, you know, Monte, he's not lying about what he said and what was said. The thing about it that makes Monte look bad is Monte gave each person their money back. In my opinion, based on what I heard, Mom was supposed to say, well, we lost that 250. Goddamn, we should have checked that car out and made sure it was going to be running before we locked it in. But by not doing that, he put himself in a position to the man calling me ready, and what he said, well, he thought it was broke in the front. He found out it was broke in the back. Now he came late because he can't get the part. Now he put the man who had that money up like in a goddamn situation. But sometimes you got to live with that goddamn situation and say, next time I'm going to step my race a little bit different and go out in pain and keep my integrity straight. So, I mean, you know, that's just the way I see it based on information both people got. And, you know, it's a bad thing. But the stipulation, man, we need to make these racing stipulations mean something. We don't want to be at these tracks. We do enough smack talk as it is, but we don't want to get there and somebody don't want to pay the money because, you know, the middleman didn't keep it right because it can bring some confusion. We definitely don't want to do that.
Exactly. Like I said, I was going anyway. But that's on them. Like I said, that was between them two. I was trying to let them handle that. So I just wanted to raise that question so I don't have to cross that bridge no more. Because I done been there a couple of times, and I'm not doing that no more.
Well, man, I wouldn't get out of not doing it. Sometimes you gotta just understand we gotta write whoever gonna hold the money, but somebody gotta get the road down and write down what the agreement what we said,
well,
get it right down and understand, man, if this so happens, I lose or they lose. So, you know. We can go to the line, somebody who's supposed to got the names up and see what some other people gotta say.
That's the reason why we gave him Lamont, because we, you know, we feel like, hell, we know Lamont. We can trust him. He's a good VP, man.
Yeah, I was going to give him.
You know, he knows the game. That's why we went that route.
Tree Man, your mic is open.
Okay, well, Lamont, come on, boy.
Hey. Tracy.
What's that?
Say, just sitting and listening to both of them guys. I don't know either one of them, so that really makes me a new supporter. But from what I'm hearing, the guy who gave the money back should have paid that punk out money. I mean, I don't know either guy, so I can't. I'm just a neutral part. I don't know either one of them, but the guy who gave the money back should have paid that punk out money.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said, and that's what I told Mark. I mean, it's a lesson learned, you know. And Mark said the right thing. He said, "No, nobody said a great thing." But the only thing that I see Mark did was he gave each person their money back. And it can't be like that, you know. He pulls a game man to $500. And, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, he didn't deny that it wasn't, but he just, the integrity part, you know, he gave each person their money. Like, sometimes, you know, you got friends on both sides, and you try to do it that way, but then one side don't agree with it. I mean, sometimes you just got to take that link and say, oh, shit, I won't do it like that no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Was that anybody else want to chime in their opinion on that and what they think? Who we got?
Look, your mic is open. Look, your mic is open.
You're not talking to me, your mic. What's up,
Phil? Look,
hey, hey. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, guys. Hey, Tracy. Hey, Sharon. Hey, I'm coming with a little bit of odd news, man. I just wanted to kind of give the racing family some information here. I won't be able to travel this weekend to Macon because, as you guys seen on the news the other day, that pastor that was killed in Fort Worth, that was my pastor, and my mom has been the choir director, president for like the last 15 years, and the pastor's wife actually worked at the same school that my mom worked at, and it's just been a huge tragedy for our family to lose our shepherd. If you guys aren't familiar with it, some clown drove in the church and tried to rob the church, and the pastor defended the church, and this guy pretty much killed him right inside the sanctuary. So Unfortunately, I need to stay close to home this week and this weekend to be a support for my mom, my family, and my congregation. So I just ask that everybody pray for the Greater Sweet Home family, the church family, and my family and my extended church family, because this is definitely a loss that, that didn't have to happen.
Okay, man, we definitely, amen, sorry to hear that, man, and our condolences go out to you and your family and the pastor's family for that tragedy. I did hear about that on the news when I first heard about it, man. It was a wild situation for me if something like that happened, man. So, hey, it's a sad thing, man, and we'll keep you, you and your family in prayer, man, and it's a tough thing when it happened like that. Hey, we understand, man.
Yeah, well, I would definitely appreciate it, man. And, you know, I mean, racing's definitely still, you know, in my heart and my blood. But, you know, obviously family comes first. But I just didn't want any BS behind, you know, something else by the reason why I didn't, you know, make the haul or something. So I'm just kind of setting the record straight. And, you know, I'm going to get off the air. And I definitely appreciate the condolences. And hopefully December 1st, you know, we'll be locked and loaded and ready to go, man.
Okay, man. Hey, we definitely going to be locked and loaded and ready to go. So, hey, do what you got to do, man, and we understand.
All right. Thank you. Hey, y'all have a good night, man. Keep up the good
okay.
work.
Okay. All right.
See
you. Hey, so we got?
Lorenzo, your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going, Tracy Lorenzo?
Hey, what's up, man?
No, I was just chiming in on that bet that the gentlemen were talking about, the 250. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, bet on outside the race, outside the pot. And, I mean, the outside bets is up between those guys. And I feel that if it's not specifically said that it's locked in, I mean, no one should be paid if the race doesn't go down. But if it's specifically said the race is locked in and it don't go down, whoever car there at the show should be getting paid on that.
Yeah, so,
you know, I never heard either guy say if it was locked in. I just heard them both say, you know, we betting on this, we betting on this. I know.
No,
whenever
they
I
both said it was locked in. They both said
okay.
it was locked in. They gave the money to somebody. They have a DP man.
Okay, well, so it was locked in. I feel, you know, the guy car that showed up should be paid. With no steps. I mean, if he didn't set the car break anything, he should get paid on that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that one. So, you know, it's one thing, you know, we got to learn and. And you try to understand and try to keep things straight. And, I mean, because, you know, man, I've been in situations where things can get out of hand. It's always good to try to find somebody, you know, to hold the money, write the stipulations down, and make sure both sides understand what we're saying. Because, man, sometimes people don't understand. Okay, Lorenzo, that being said, all you got to say?
Yeah, that's about it for now.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the line, man, and see my hands up. We're going to go to the line and see what the other callers got to say.
Undertaker, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, Undertaker?
Not a lot. Condolences to that gentleman on the loss of his pastor. Definitely the Greater Pure Life family here in Houston. Gonna pray for those involved in all that. And so far as that bet, I don't know either guy myself. And it seemed like to me the guy that showed up and was ready to race should be paid if the other gentleman didn't show up.
Yeah. We seem like we're betting all the same way on this situation based on the information we heard from both sides. So,
all right.
Yeah.
That's
all.
That one.
How you doing with the call, man? How you doing with that call?
It's under construction right now. It's funny you should ask, cause yo gentleman, he called me today and called me all out my name and all that old good stuff. But he gonna get his chance. He gonna get his chance.
You mean he called you today?
Yeah. He called me while I was trying to eat me some lunch, interrupt my little Cheerio breakfast and stuff.
Wow,
but
is that right?
I'm gonna get him, or he gonna get me one or two. But for some strange reason,
he's on the line somewhere. He's on his line somewhere. So, he's got it on there saying you going undercover calling him out.
So. Atomic Dog. I got one stipulation. December 1st, Tinker drive his car. Not you. Tinker drive his car, and we can do whatever we got to do to get to the end.
Tinker, that's
on the radio and everything. I'm through with that one.
Okay, well, Tinker, you call that man just put out something out there. So I know you're on here, so push the one, but you probably... I'm behind another number. Sharon, if you see Tinker, I'm just going to just make an offer to him. So.
I do see Tinker on here, but apparently Tinker, I don't know, is scared to push the one button, can't find the one button on his phone. I don't know what it is.
I'm going to have to mute my mic because I'm here at work and I'm going to walk across this dock, so I'll still be on the line.
Okay, we'll see if Tinker pushes the one button. Tinker, there you go.
What's up, Mr. Honda? You push one button.
There you go, that nonsense.
No, I'm just saying, we already had a talk today. You always talk about who want to drive the car. You just bring your car, we can lock it now for December 1st. Don't worry about who drive
Tinker.
What. Don't worry, ain't none of your business. But we through with it. I mean, if you
Tinker,
want to lock it, we can lock it, but we through with it.
If you ain't driving, we don't need to talk about this no more. I'll talk to you next year.
Okay, see you later.
All right.
We gotta get to the end of that. Tinker boy seem like you gonna have to learn. You have to strap off, man. You probably can get all the race you can handle. You just get between the wheels. You gonna have to get between the wheels and find you another gun. So then you do the charge.
Get him back on the phone.
He's still on the phone, Tinker.
Is this gonna be heads up, me and you? I'm the Undertaker.
What I just say? What I just say, I done talked enough. I done talked enough.
Heads up, me and you. Let's lock it in. Come on. Lock it in. 5 on 1,000. 250 on 1,000. Let's do it today. Come on. Heads up, me and you.
250 on 1,000?
250 on 1,000.
December 1st.
In the little blazer, heads up.
8 o'clock.
Okay. But
we're going to put the break rule in there. If I break a week before the race, no bet.
Oh, there you go with that.
No, you take it or leave it. Take it or leave it.
You know
what you want to do. What
I ain't
you
no bet.
You got a deal?
No,
come
I don't want to race. I'm going to wait till I get my gun. I'm handicapped right now. You know that. We talked about that earlier.
Well, we're going to lock it in or what? We can't lock it? A week before the race?
No.
Come on, man.
No. If something should change before the end, I'll call you.
No, don't call me. We're going to lock it in now while it's on national radio.
No,
you
sir.
Call me,
no.
So we can lock it in now.
Hold on. What,
all
about 2 months?
Week before the race.
2 months ago,
what?
I was ready and you wasn't. And then you're jumping
the
all on my back.
Why you get on the show with all of those nonsense,
and look,
man? That's why,
first of all, I got on the show in reference to that other bet. That's what I did.
You left me alone. Let's lock it, man. Let's lock it. I'm driving. December 1st. We got a week to call it off. Right, a week before the race.
No bet.
A week before the 1st. Why? You just said
no
lock it. You'll do whatever, get another end. You just said. Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, you're wasting the man's show, man. You're wasting time on the show.
Didn't you just say, if I drive, we can do what it takes to get to the other end? Didn't he just say that to you, Tracy?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay, I told him I'm going to drive, and we got a week. Only step I want is a week. We got to call the race off if we break. That's it. That's all I want. And I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to try it.
Undertaker.
Somebody
beeping, Undertaker.
Horn
beeping. Is that you backing up? What?
Yeah, that's me bagging up. I'm clawfishing at this time.
You
got to
keep on backing up.
I got Tinker. And I told you, I got another truck if you really want to do something. But
There you go with that.
You want the little blazer? It's under construction right now. The blazer is under construction.
Okay.
Chan, mute his mic. Mute his mic. He ain't talking about nothing. Mute his mic.
You should have been
Chan,
out the
mute
show.
Mute his mic, Chan. Chan, mute his mic, please.
I'm waiting for you to say something.
Mr. Gary.
I'm not talking about nothing. You see, you called me a while ago, and you put me in a queue, and I told him what we can do, and now he's backing up. So he really
am I still in the queue? Am I still in the queue?
Yeah, you're still.
No,
in
you mute. Might mute. You might.
Hey, look at man.
Mute.
To be honest with you, on this radio, I'm scared of you. I'm scared of you.
Same.
I'm scared of you. Big bad Tinker. I'm scared of you.
All right. That's all I want you to say. And you got on that damn Hot Rod Gossip talking about Tinker, man. I didn't like that shit. That's what I wanted you to do is apologize. I wanted you to apologize, and you did. And that case closed.
I don't even go on Hot Rod Gossip.
You were on some little thing, little video. And you apologized, and I'm glad what I wanted you to do.
You saw that?
Yeah, you apologized, too. They heard that, too, didn't they?
Hey Tigger, hey, y'all have a good one. Enjoy your holidays.
You
Merry
too, man.
Thanksgiving to all y'all.
You fuck with that green card, you ain't gonna have no Merry Christmas, I bet you. No happy holidays either. I promise you that.
Miss Sharon, can you mute my mic, please? I don't want to talk to that fella no more.
All right, you do. He all grab one, Tigger. So you gonna move off that stuff. Hey Sharon, who's lying? I mean, if you first want to bring up, or got something to say?
Roman Wills, your mic is open.
What'd you say, Mr. Tracy?
Hey, what's up, Boomer? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, man. Enjoying your show, man. Some very, very critical conversation that's going on right there, which a lot of races are going through, man. first of all, I mean, I got a couple of questions that you ain't got the answer right now. But who was the guy that was holding the money? I mean, he must have been going with the guy that didn't show it up. I really don't understand. If you're holding a pot and a person go down there through there and lose, would you get the other man that loses his money? I don't understand that. But I mean, from what I heard on both conversations, man, that dude is biased, man. He should never have to be able to hold anybody's money. I mean, he can't hold none of mine. You know what I'm saying? But on another note, man, the family members out of Florida, the guy, man, with the prayers go out. My condolences go out to this family, man, and also I want y'all to keep in prayers too. All those people up in New York, man, from that Hurricane Sandy up there, man, this lockup thing, man. These guys need to come to grips with what they be saying, you know, because this lockup thing is serious. I mean, this is a way of our grudge racer. This is an alleyway, and they really don't realize it. For long-distance travelers, like for the guys on the East Coast, the guys out of Texas, to communicate with people that they want to get out of state. See, I'm in Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? I have my own show on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And I recently, on my second week of my show, Atomic Dog, I had a gentleman to come on there and lock up some money with Nightmare. Hello?
Yeah, that's right.
And I had a guy to lock up some money on my show with Nightmare. And this guy, I mean, they talked about it. I had with a dog on the women. They made sure that this guy understood that he was running a big tide Nova, a back half Nova, and that he was a 10.5W car that was going to be running a big tide. I mean, they made sure they explained that thoroughly to this dude, you know. And I'm only assuming that he made some phone calls after the show And probably got some insight from some other crew member or somebody and told him what he had did. And then, but now the good part about that is that I connected him with Chris, and him and Chris been coinciding and talking about the Funk Out Money. So I don't know what the outcome of the Funk Out Money is. But I mean, y'all guys, I mean, just locking up that money, saying I lock it up. That doesn't. I mean, you don't have to say those words. You can just listen on the show, enjoy the show, and do like the rest of these guys. My car is not up. I deal with S10s, Blazers, and trucks. But I ain't locking up with nobody. I ain't talking no grudge smack talk to nobody until I'm ready to race, you know? But I just want to get that off my chest because I've been listening. And, whoever this guy lives in, whatever community he's in, y'all don't need that dude hold no more money. But with that, I'm going to mute my mic.
All right, man. I mean, you know, people sometimes, you know, you got to learn. Some things, you know, you got to learn. You know, everybody's not going to always do everything right. You know, involving somebody's money. We just got to, you know, people got to learn. I mean, we'll get past this, but, you know, people learn. You just got to learn. It's a lesson. This show tonight, man, hopefully it brought some understanding to some people, and there's a lot of people out here listening, and hopefully we can learn to, man, let's make sure we get it clear so we won't have this, because this is probably the third or fourth conversation that went on today about how the money got twisted or how the misunderstanding got twisted. And like you say, we got people coming now from different states, and we got to understand that, hey, find a neutral person, write it down. If it's said on one of these shows, go back and listen to it. We ran into a situation, just to bring it up, why it's on my mind, because it happened. Turbo Chris had a situation, and it was real good confusion about it. And I'm just going to say this because it was a teachable moment that Turbo Chris and Tony Vines had locked up a race. And Turbo Chris from Houston had broke his car. And they had, you know, good thing about this show, I added, you know, Chris Collins and Tracy's on the show when it found the date. He said, listen to it. Chris said they had a 1 week, called a week before the show, and you don't have to pay. It was $500 on 15 or 2,000 a bet or something like that. And when we talked to Cowboy and Tony said that, no, I didn't say that. But just so happened, he called me, and I had Chris on the phone, and I had Cowboy on the phone, and we let Cowboy listen that Tony actually said, when Chris said he had a week before the show, if I break, you know, I let you know, and Tony came back and verified and said, if he break or anything like that before the show, let us know it was no race. And Tony thought that, no, I didn't say that. I thought you had to call me the week of the show. And then he actually left it over there, and he said, no, if you break or anything like that. Because Tony then was thinking that Chris owed him the punk out money. And, you know, that's the understanding. They were going back and forth, and they actually really believed it. But, boy, just by going back to the show, listening to it, and when Cowboy heard it, Tony said, if you break or something like that, That brought the understanding to agreement to where Tony, Cowboy told Tony, that's what you said. And Tony didn't believe he said it. But when you listen to it, it's recorded, and, you know, and that smooths that thing out, and no big deal. Maybe we'll get them guys, you know, to do it another day. Like, you know, December 1st might be a day, you never know, they coming back. So, but we got to learn, and we got to understand that these lockups and this money can be important. And we got to keep doing what we can do to try to keep the Brewers game on point when we're dealing with these people around here and we're dealing with people from state to state. I'm going to go to the lines. You got any other hands up? Anybody else got anything they want to say, want to chime in, push the one button and speak your feet, have your feet.
Ricky, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, what's going down?
What up, Ricky? What's happening?
Nothing. I think I'm just going to go against the grain. So I hear everybody jumping on the DP man saying, you know, he shouldn't hold no more money, this, that, and the other. But at the same time, just like stipulations wasn't made for or against the breaking. You see what I'm saying? And I think that man there probably, I think he was the same one that said, you know, we didn't have all this before. Maybe that was somebody else, you know, because it seemed like more recently we having all these stipulations and all these different things, and it's starting to confuse the racing game. And I mean, it's like it's almost going away from racing and turning to a word game. You know what I mean? It's like if you're not good with words, then you're going to get handled up every time. You might just be a straight-up racer that likes to race, but here it is. You expect a man to show up just ready to race, and, you know, you, and they expect you to show up to race, and then you break. And I don't, I mean, I've seen it happen so many times, and it's like a gentleman's agreement. You know, you break, all right, we'll just do it another day. Now, I know it's a little bit different now. You know, me and Sharon was talking about it earlier. It's a little bit different now since, you know, a lot of people are, you know, doing interstate racing. You know what I mean? So you don't want to have to drive, like in Tony's instance, you know, 16 hours just for a man to tell you, oh, I don't want to race you. You know, that's cold, but that's what that lock-in is to protect. But at the same time, you know, if, you know, these other guys, I think the instance earlier, they kind of are local racers. It's really not that important to have that type of lock-in, and it's a man break to kind of hold them to the fire, you know. It's kind of, because that instance right there, it's kind of like now those guys are going to have some, maybe some bad blood, and they're not going to want to race no more just because, you know, they didn't want to say, okay, well, you broke, we'll try it again another day.
Well, I hear you on that, Ricky, and you know, in some cases, some people, they can make an agreement without a lock-in, and it ain't no problem. But some guys feel like if they done, you know, job jack long enough and a race never happened, so they put a little bit on the race just to try to secure something just in case it don't happen. So, you
right.
know, it's just, you know, for each is on.
I mean, I agree. I understand what you're saying. I agree. You know, what you're saying is to try to, you know, I think I agree with you saying, you know, to try to reduce all of the, I guess people say, just the nonsense shenanigans, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's just really, and I don't know if other people don't feel the same way or whatever, but it just, to me, it seems like all these little extra stipulations is just starting to, you know, really drive people crazy because it's like, okay, well, who's driving? Who can't drive? Who can drive? Is he left-handed? Is he right-handed? You know, who can drive if we're in the left lane? He ain't allowed to drive to get the left lane. You know what I mean? It's just all these little things, man. Like, okay, well, these two dudes want to get at each other. If they really want to race each other, then they'll show up when it's time to race, and they'll get at it, you know. But, I mean, I know what you're saying as far as, you know, to try to protect the racers, you know what I mean, you know, and to protect the racers from dudes that just like to do a lot of talking. But, you know, it's really, you know, because, I mean, the way I look at it, Tracy, it's like all your shows so far this season kind of lead up to this show right here. You know, you're looking at the money factor. You know, people throw out big amounts to try to prevent races. Okay. Then you look at, you know, does a driver make a difference? That was another one of your topics. You know, people stipulating all these different topics that you can cover all this season, and now it's coming to a head over these last couple of weeks because now guys down this way, we're starting to catch on to how to stiff and, you know, stiff the game, but it's like we're actually stopping the racing with all this stipulating.
Yeah, I respect it, Ricky. I understand it. It's just grudge racing, man. If you look at it, it was different back in the day. But if you look at technology was different back in the day.
Right.
It's just the way of how things are now in the grudge racing, and especially now that we're starting to do things with people from different states and some of the people right here. It helped. I don't think it's going to never go away. I don't think everybody's going to agree that they got to lock in. Two people can say they're going to race on a handshake, and that's good enough. But for
right.
some other people, they don't. So all in all, it's when you do agree, you have to get a good understanding, and both people have to learn on what they're agreeing on, and the middleman got to trying to, you know, sometimes it's hard to make calls, but, you know, your integrity is in question, and sometimes you just got to do the right thing. And like I say, I heard somebody say that sounded like Lamont was kind of biased for some reason. He was kind of biased to the other party. I don't know. Lamont got to answer that question. But whatever it is, you know, the person who's in the middle, who's responsible for the money, you know, just gotta try to, you know, learn that, hey man, you know, let sometimes me myself, I ask the guy, is there anything else y'all wanna steal? Is there anything else y'all wanna agree on? If I ask them and they don't say nothing, it is what it is. And at the end of the day, if it comes to me,
I'm going to make the call based on what they said.
Right.
And being on the show, you can go back and listen to it, and it ain't going to lie. And if I do it, I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to date it, and I'm going to let you read it. But I'm, you know, so it's just one of the things, man, you know, we got to learn. We learn it. It's good information. It ain't going away. It's just the new wave of how things are going, and you got to go with the time. For some people, you don't have to. So it's each his own. So we're going to learn, share with anybody else. We have your hands up. Anybody else got something they want to bring up? We got a few more minutes. So if somebody want to bring up another issue, or want to lock in a race, whatever, talk about it. Sharon, we got anything?
You don't have any more hands up right now, Tracy.
Okay, so nobody got another situation they want to bring up. We got some guys again. Like you say, we doing some traveling this weekend. Texas is going to Macon, and Texas is going to have the hook. So, you know, again, man, hey, wish us well. We're going to go out there and try to do what we do, and hopefully we can come back home victorious and come back home safe and come back home with our equipment all in one piece. And, you know, everything go well.
Tracy, I have a question. I have a question, and I don't know if it's already been addressed or what, but what is the purpose of the deposit money or the punk-out money? What is the purpose of it?
The purpose of the deposit money is people nowadays are traveling. And take, for instance, if we're going to go just around here in the local area, Houston or Dallas, it costs a guy to make the trip. Now, a lot of times people do it on their word, and some people's word is good. But they say that you lock up $250 or $500 or whatever, you traveling. Now, it's costing you to make that trip. You get to the track, and a guy bullshitting you, then you out of your expense money to get to that track, and you going because you feel like you potentially got a race, win, lose, or draw. And if a guy goes to the race and don't race you, you recover some of your expense money back. So that's the good thing about it. We all meant that price of fuel is high. You know, trying to get ready to go to the race is expensive. Traveling down the road in these vehicles, man, it, you know, and wear and tear. So we just try to make, you know, some people try to make a little punk out money agreement just to keep the integrity straight or not to waste the racer's time. You know, you got people's time that you're racing. It's, you know, sometimes you just think it's better to lock a few dollars in than lock nothing in, because sometimes you go down there and you don't put no money down. You get pissed off, you're on your only way back home and at the track, and you talking a bunch of noise and shit, saying, you know, hey, you done wasted your money. Hey, if you locked in $500, most of the time around here, that $500 will get you down there and back and probably pay for, hey, you know, a couple of bottles of nitrous or fuel or whatever, trying to help you. So that's what the punk out money is, man. It just lets you come and take a little something for your time, you know, for people not be interested. So a lot of times when you do put that money up, a lot of times, you know, it kind of keep a guy honest. Win, lose, or draw. If he bet 1,000, he locked up 300. Hey, you show up. It's better to lose that 300 than lose that 1,000. So I wouldn't lock it. You know, I wouldn't lock the whole thing up. I find me a small amount that I can lock up that we can come to agreement on. But that's what it's for overall. It's trying to make things to where, hey, a person gets something for his time.
So in the situation of the, you know, that with Lamont and I do believe it was Kenneth or Doug, because there was no stipulation about whether or not the car broke, then shouldn't that be a clear cut, you know, situation of, okay, there was the only stipulation was that we're going to be at the track to race, you know, and we've got this much as our deposit money. There were no other stipulations about it. So that means that's it. We're going to be there. So if one of those cars isn't there to race, you know, on the date, shouldn't that be a clear cut situation of the, you know, that the deposit money needs to be paid?
I mean, it's definitely a clear-cut situation. I believe Lamar see that. I mean, you know, what they decide to do, I don't know, but I think he understands it because he did agree to know that there wasn't no break clause. So, Mark's been around the game. He understands it, you know. It wasn't a break rule, and they didn't, and he didn't offer it to him. It's some things you got to learn, but he understands how it goes. It's just what are they going to do about it? I mean, you got to ask Lamar that question. I told him, you know, so it's a lesson learned, and we're going to get past it, but, you know, people are going to be talking about it, and guys feel like they don't want to lock up with them no more. And how they go, we'll get past it, but, you know, hey, we just kind of got to learn sometimes, especially when we, the one that's holding the money, is to try to make sure that, hey, well, let's make sure, let me ask this, and let them say, no, they don't want this, or no, they don't want. We just make it, the person that's in the middle of just making suggestions. Once the guys agree on, you gonna tell them this is what y'all said. Is there anything else y'all like to say? That way, now you asking them, there's an opportunity for them to say it. If they don't say it, it is what it is. And in the end, in this case, this is a cut and dry, should have paid.
So if these two guys really want to raise, I mean, isn't it, you can't put all the blame on the DP man now. It seems like, okay, there could have been, you know, a little confusion, you know, there about that. But if these two guys really and truly want to race, it seems like, you know, they would go ahead and set up another race at a later date.
That's what I'm saying, Sharon.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But in this case, like right here, the way it sounded, and Lamont or Killer or Cliff, come on and correct me if I'm wrong, but based on what I heard, Lamont was part of the person locking the other car in. So if that's not right, Mark, come correct me. Cliff, come correct me. Lamont had the money, so Doug never spoke, so we can't say Doug was, at this time, Doug was just the driver of his own car. But from my understanding, Lamont, I think the name came up Red, them were the people that was doing the talking to Killer, because Killer said Lamont locked it in. If I'm wrong, correct me, somebody.
Okay, out of those guys, Lamont is the only one still in the line. And Lamont, your mic is open.
I see Cliff out there.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hold on.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah,
Man, I'm not finna be arguing over no $200, man. If Nick got to have $200, they know the man car broke, man. Nick gonna get that $200, bro. I ain't finna sit here and go for no 4 days arguing about no $200. If they partners and that man know that man called him and told him that his car broke and they crying over $250 flat, we'll pay that $250. We ain't crying, so we ain't gonna just go for no 3 or 4 days crying about no $250. Cause if $250 is that serious to them, they gonna get $250. We ain't tripping. We ain't crying about no $250. They know that them two is partners, and they know if the man car broke, and they know that if y'all partners, and he know his car broke, he told the man his car broke. They supposed to be partners, but if they crying for $250, I just tell Red to give up his little part, and then I'm going to go on and throw him their little $250 if that's what it come to. But I ain't crying about no $250.
Okay.
But hey, Tracy, okay. This Ricky again. I was going to say, they all local, right? They race, I mean, they
yeah, the local area. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the thing is, though, it seemed like everybody, there's two different ways of looking at it. Some people looking at it, it wasn't stiff, and some people saying, well, since it wasn't stiff, then they should pay it. You know, I think kind of what my point of view is what Sharon was saying.
Not end, like, when you say it wasn't stiff, the stiff was what Mark and Cliff said was that we locking up $250, we racing Saturday at the track.
No,
that was
I'm saying the brake clause wasn't stiff then.
If it was 50, then it ain't now.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. Right. So what I'm saying is I think some of, like, because, I mean, the way I see it, I was looking at it from a whole different angle. I'm looking at it like, okay, well, like Lamont said, because that's kind of the take I had on it. They all know each other. they race together, you know, they whatever they do, they know each other personally. And, you know, I'm just looking at it on a localized playing field, you know, versus, you know, like a national playing, you know, because I know that, that DP money is good for to cover expenses that's being incurred because somebody doesn't want to play games. But these dudes right here together, if they know his car broke, it just seemed like, you know, because, I mean, I'm just looking at the sportsman side of it. I'm looking at it from a sportsman point of view. That's all.
I agree with you on that, and I agree with Mark. Them guys know each other and seem like they would have said, all right, man, we don't worry about it. We'll do it again. But sometimes a guy don't take a win or take money however he can get it. Yeah, you know,
and that's
I agree. I mean, some seem like they know each other. They're tight. They come from the same area. They can say, okay, man, don't worry about it. We'll get it. You know, that's why that's a sportsman. That's a gentleman. That's courteous. And sometimes you get that. But when you don't get that, you know, hey, it just, you know, next time if you do it that person, guess what? He might have his day being on the other side in a situation like that, too. And he shouldn't forget it. Hey, I took this man's money. So if anybody's having that situation, he got to understand if that man don't do him like that, oh, well.
Well, I understand your frustration because I know
yeah,
you're going to be the mediator, you know.
Yeah. Okay, who is that?
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, Tracy.
Go ahead.
Hey, it's clear. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We know each other, but this is business. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? We got a nigga going out across town talking about what he going to do and what another person can't do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to chase him down. Yes. It's been going on for some years. You know what I'm saying? So he got up in that cross and couldn't get out of it. But, you know what I'm saying, he knew the situation, what it was. But, you know, he got hung up. And so that's what it is. Lots of money, no stipulation. He didn't show. So be a man about it. You know about racing. This is not your first time. This is not your first rodeo. So drop out. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to show up. He showed up. We wouldn't be on the show because we didn't show up. We lost. So that's point blank.
Okay, I hear you. Well, you know, maybe since, you know, been on the show and people got some understanding about it, Mark did make the statement and say, man, if you feel like that about it, he'll talk to his buddy and they'll take care. That's what the man said. So you got to give the man a chance to make it good because he did say that, and everybody on here heard. He said, if y'all can't live with it, y'all gotta have it. There ain't no big deal. You'll get it. That's what he said. So, with that being said, hey, we gotta take the man for his word. He said, you'll get it. And everybody heard him say, if it's that big a deal, you can get it. So, and you saying, drop out. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Tracy? It's just like playing a poker game. If you push your any money up, and your hand ain't right, you can throw your hand and you lose. That's the way it is.
I hear you. I mean, he just feel like y'all were buddy. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, you say that, you know, like I said, I say what I say. Hey, when the shoe was on the other foot sometime and they do you like that, just remember, you know, if they pay y'all, remember, if the shoe was on the other foot one day, remember this conversation. And it go both ways.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You talking about we buddies? How many buddies when niggas run around talking about fuck the heel? You know what I'm saying? That's why we're after his ass like it is. Ain't no shame, my gang.
Ain't no shame,
your gang. It ain't over with yet. You know what I'm saying? Whenever
you get ready. You know what? You know, one thing I respect, though, is they keeping it on the racetrack, though. You know, that's first and foremost. You know, they're keeping it right on their racetrack. That's what's real to me.
Yeah. Well, maybe y'all get to get that race on. Maybe when Doug get his car fixed, I mean, maybe y'all can work something out, and maybe y'all can get that race on. That seems like it's one, like you say, been brewing for a while, but it hadn't happened. So maybe y'all can make that happen. One thing, you know, hey.
Tracy, you got one more hand up. Albert, your mic is up.
They're from Elvin, Texas, right outside Austin. They're from Elvin, Texas.
They going to make it up here for December 1st?
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope come down there, these are my friends, and they don't do nothing, or he don't get his car running, I hope they bring their car down there.
I think they'd be a perfect stage for that race. Because everybody went this way on the show tonight, and everybody want to see it now.
Yeah, they're going to be wondering who them two guys are. They got one thing about it. Those guys will get put in the limelight a little bit if they do make it happen in Lafayette in December 1st. Because right in other areas outside of here, a lot of people in the growth-breaking world don't know who these two guys are. But, you know, they both got backhand calls, and they both been racing for a long time. So, hey, we hope to see if we can get them down there in Dallas Race Race December 1st. Let them come down and get it on. We're going to go to the line. We got another hand up.
Albert, your mic is open.
Hey, Trace, how you doing?
What's up, Al?
Hey, I just wanted to know what was your opinion on Birdman paying the punk out money to Tony Bond for Tony Thorn.
Well, in my opinion on that, all I can say is this. I tell you
Thanks.
What, Birdman wanted to race. Hey, when a guy step out and pay the punk out money for somebody else, he want to go to their ass. He wants to race, win, lose, draw. So that show, to me, that just shows this man want to race. He don't give a damn. He had said that they hauled his car down there. His crew came down there. Nobody would take them on. They want to race. If it cost him $500, he will pay it. So all I can tell you, they wanted to race. You know, a lot of people wouldn't have done that. But, hey, to each his own, and you had to go off to the Birdman. He did what he had to do. His crew enjoyed it. They came out victorious. And they said they'll do it heads up December 1st. So we probably will see that race again. And guys coming back, and you know the guys on the East, they're going to try to race. So look forward to that race might be in the makings again. So you never know. Hey, Birdman, hey, did what he had to do to get a race? Paid out a little money? Won a little money. So he paid out. He still ain't in the hole.
I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life, Trace.
I mean, I done seen guys that want to race pay punk out. It happens from time to time. And I done been in conversations, you know, out on the East Coast with guys locking up races and another guy want to race him and he done already locked up and they pay to get out the race. So if you want to race a guy bad enough, it will happen. I mean, you know, you can make it happen. It's just kind of new to the era around here. We don't see it happen that much, but hey, it's always the first time for everything. And that was a heated exchange down there at North. That was a heated exchange down there. If anybody sees this video, I don't know who got it. I know BET got it. But, boy, if you ever get to look at that video, if BET put it out, I didn't see Jay Schaefer. He's one of the video guys around here. I didn't see him. I didn't see Batman with his camera at that particular moment. But if anybody got it, if you know the Birdman crew and you hadn't seen them fired up, there were two or three of them, they were fired up. So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, Birdman got the video. I don't think Jay actually got the video or the argument going on, but I think BET Live got it.
You got to pay BET $20 for it.
I tell you what, Birdman pulled a chunk of money out and was shaking and cowboyed in your face. That joker had a chunk of money, boy. He was willing to bet it because they wanted to bet a lot more than what Tony them bet it. So they came definitely to bet it. So they were flashing it, boy. I tell you what. Yeah, if BET got it, it'd be something to see. When you pay your way to get something to get to somebody's ass, that's a lot for you. You're trying to make action. So you got to take your hats off them guys. I mean, they got a turbo car, and I understand a lot of times guys don't like to run turbo cars. And, hey, I know why. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Then you got some guys that take a chance. So it is what it is. What can you say? I mean, They did what they had to do. So we'll see if Jay Schaefer got it, you know. He might have it on Bad Boy's site, if you can see it. So, Jay, we got any more hands up?
That's it, Tracy.
Okay. If we don't have any hands up, we're a little bit running out the hour. We probably done lost a few people on the Internet. Man, I'm going to say it once again. You know, if there's any topic that you want to talk about on this show, any lock-in you want to do on this show,
amen, bring it to the show, lock it in. It is recorded. You can always go back and use this show as a reference. Man, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep making action. Again, the race going down this weekend. Make a national dragway. We're going out there to support Grill G. Also, that's the final hit. Also, some are going further to the half a hit. The Mike Hill's final fanatics. It should be two good shows. People going to go where they're going to go. All I can say is be safe, enjoy yourself, and Texas, stand up. Until next time, this Atomic Dog, sponsored by Brewer G, saying good night to everybody. See y'all next week.
One time for Grudge, Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country. As Cold Killer Chris Keaton Productions presents the final hit at the Mega National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payout. With the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 28-inch tire shootout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. Invitation only, open grudge racing in Texas Tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.